USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Just hours after his inauguration, President Joe Biden signed a number of executive orders, including a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Biden said his actions were just a starting point.
We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points. We're going to, in the process of rebuilding the economy, do what I said throughout the campaign and while running rebuild the backbone of the country, middle class. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that. I think some of the things we're going to be doing are going to be bold and vital. There's no time to start like today.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the nation Wednesday night as part of the Celebrating America concert, saying she's seen the determination in people across the country to keep the country growing.
I see it in the scientists who are transforming the future. I see it in the parents who are nurturing generations to come, in the innovators and the educators, in everyone everywhere who is building a better life for themselves, their families, and their communities. This, too, is American aspiration. This is what President Joe Biden has called upon us to summon now. The courage to see beyond crisis, to do what is hard, to do what is good, to unite, to believe in ourselves, believe in our country, believe in what we can do together.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Biden signed 17 executive orders during his first hours in office. Among those orders signed Wednesday afternoon were a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. The California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock tells Newsmax TV that he can't see how any of Biden's orders help the American people.
I don't think the American people are well served by those policies, and I think they're already beginning to figure that out. I mean, I don't see how workers can be helped by flooding the labor market with another wave of illegal immigration. And it was only after Donald Trump put a stop to that that we saw workers' salaries begin to grow again. In fact, they grew at the fastest pace in 40 years. And I don't see how families and workers are helped by canceling the Keystone Pipeline, killing 10,000 jobs, making energy more costly for everyone. I don't see how workers are helped by reentering the Paris Accords that are a major job killer, a major driver of energy prices, and it puts our nation in a terrible global economic disadvantage. I don't see how we're made safer by reopening virtually unrestricted travel with hotbeds of terrorism around the world.
And the Washington Capitals were hit with a $100,000 fine Wednesday for several players violating the NHL's COVID-19 protocols. Three-time MVP Alexander Ovechkin was one of four players added to the team's COVID list after gathering in a hotel room, which was outside of approved team areas. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.